You're listening to Dream to the Ivy League.
You're listening
I'm Helen.
To Dream to the Ivy League.
You are listening to
I'm
Dream
Shiny.
To the Ivy League.
You're listening to
I'm
Dream
Shirley.
To the Ivy League. I'm April.
You are listening to Dream.
You are listening to Dream to the Ivy League. I'm Tom.
You are listening.
You are listening to
Ivy League.
I'm Laura.
I'm Iris.
You are listening to
Dream to the Ivy League.
Ivy.
I'm Florin.
In a cavern.
Located in the southwest of California, the Los Angeles is the second largest city in USA. Hollywood is always the best known place in the world. Mary social well NBA superstar Kobe Bryant plays basketball. The LA is known as 天使之城 and 科技之城 all the world.
The University of California, Los Angeles, is among the many stars in LA. The location of the university is the west of LA, south of the Sunset Strip. The campus is about 1.7 kilometers square large, including 163 structures in it. Around the university are the three richest districts in LA.
UCLA is famous worldwide, especially for its building design and beautiful scenery. Original structures are the style of Vince Lombardi. After the World War II, there appeared many simple buildings under the trend of popularity at that time.
The campus is separated into two parts by north and south. The north one is the old center of the university, where it is filled with Asian buildings, are made of bricks from Italy. It is also the study center of arts, literature, social science, law, and economy. And the Dixon Square is lying in the middle of the north campus.
The south part is new. Its style is totally different from the north one. It is the center of the natural science, like physics. Besides, in the southeast corner of the campus stands the Botanic Garden of the university.
Hey Helen, do you know how many books do the library of UCLA have?
I was once told that it is about 8,200,000 books. And, you know, there even has a standalone library of Southeast Asia.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and more interesting that there are also a China Pavilion and a Japan Pavilion as libraries for students.
Well, this sounds great.
This is the University of California, Los Angeles,
which is called UCLA.
You're listening to Dream to the Ivy League. I'm Helen.
I'm Florin.
In March 1881, after having lobbied by Los Angeles residents, the California State Legislature authorized the creation of the southern branch of the California State Normal School in downtown Los Angeles to train teachers for the growing population of Southern California. The State Normal School at Los Angeles opened on August 29, 1882.On what is now the site of the Central Library of the Los Angeles Public Library System. In 1887, the school became known as the Los Angeles State Normal School. In 1940, the school moved to new campus on Vermont Avenue in East Hollywood.
1917, UC Regent Dixon and Moore, director of the normal school, began working together to lobby the state legislature to enable the school to become the second University of California campus after UC Berkeley. They met resistance from UC Berkeley alumni. However, David Bross, the new president of the University of California, did not share the alumni's objections. On May 23, 1919, the Southern California's efforts were rewarded when Governor William Stephens signed Assembly Bill 626 into law, which merged the Los Angeles Normal School with the University of California at the southern branch of the University of California. Everything turns from an
oasis, visions of dreams. In 1927, the Regents renamed the Southern Branch the University of California at Los Angeles. The original four buildings were the College Library, Royce Hall, and the Physics Biology Building, and the Chemistry Building, arrayed around a quadrangular courtyard on a 300-acre campus. The first undergraduate classes on the new campus were held in 1929, with 5,500 students. In 1933, after further lobbying by alumni, fraternity, administration, and community leaders, UCLA was permitted to award a master's degree. And in 1936, the doctorate against continued resistance from UC Berkeley.
UCLA was formally elevated to Cal Eco status with UC Berkeley in 1951, when Roman Allen was named as its first chancellor. The appointment of Franklin Murphy to the position of the chancellor in 1960 helped to spark an era of tremendous growth of facilities and faculty honors. By the end of the decade, UCLA has achieved distinction in a wide range of subjects. This area also secured UCLA's position as a proper university in its own right, and not simply a branch of the UC system. In 2006, the university completed Campaign UCLA, which collected over $3.5 billion, and is the second most successful fundraising campaign among public universities. Open my way.
Now the university has been named one of the public abbeys, a public-funded university considered as providing a quality of education comparable to those of the Ivy League. UCLA's representative colors are true blue and gold. Its nickname is Bruins. This school's motto is "Let there be light." As a school which has the most extensive areas in cultivating the top talents, it's on its way to match the whole world.
You are listening to Dream to Ivy League. I'm Tom.
Dolly, finally we came to the place. Hollywood. You know what? This place is so fascinating that I want to stay here forever, and I'm gonna be a pop star here.
A porn star?
Fuck you. I say a pop star. I'm gonna pop the whole entertainment industry and become the best actress and win Oscar.
So you're asleep with all the directors. But you have no boobin' buddies.
Fuck you for the second time. You know what? I don't need that, cause I got a brain, and the brain is a new sexy.
So, how'd you get your brain, honey?
You know what? I graduated from UCLA, the best university in the world.
Really? If you have a brain, how do you want to be a pop star?
Fuck you for a third time, let me tell ya.
So
Hi everyone, here we are, Major Park. Since you have gained the knowledge about the location, the traffic, the history about UCLA, I'd like to tell you something else first. We all know UCLA is a world-class university, but in Chinese, it is translated into 洛杉矶分校. In China, 分校 is 分校 分校 in people's mind, but in the USA, there isn't 分校 existing. And to be brief, a state has a college system. Under the system, there are many 分校's.For example, UCLA, University of California, Los Angeles, and UCB, University of California, Berkeley, all belong to the University of California system. So, as some of you may figure out the question in your head just like me. And what about our same the major? This is my two kind partners tell you.
Okay, let's begin. First,The UCLA Anderson School of Management is consistently ranked among the top-tier business school programs in the country. Based on rankings published by the U.S. News and World Report, Business Week, and other leading publications, for 2013, national rankings of UCLA Anderson's MBA program include 14th by the U.S. News and World Report.And UCLA Anderson's teaching model combines case studies, experiential learning, lecture and team projects, and its curriculum consists of the 10 core classes, required courses which cover a broad range of business fundamentals, and 12 minimum elective courses. Students are sent to cohorts called section of 64 students throughout the core curriculum.
Okay, after the always popular major management, here comes the film, television and digital media major. Do you get a familiar sense course our school is specialized in it? And UCLA also does a great job. It's ranked as one of the top elite entertainment and performing arts institutions in the world.The school offers an innovative curriculum that integrates the study and creation of live performance, film, television, and the digital arts. Their distinguished graduate and undergraduate performance include acting, directing, writing, producing, animation, lighting, set, costume, and sound design, and offers PhDs in theater and performance studies and cinema media studies.Many of their graduates are working successfully as writer, producer, directors, editors, journalists, educators, and executives.
Sounds quite interesting. And do you know that this summer some students are going to UCLA summer course, and I heard lots of them have the intention to study this major, but science may be a better choice for the science students. And the UCLA Henry SamuelSchool of Engineering and Applied Science, HSSEAS, is the School of Engineering at UCLA. It is famous known as the birthplace of the Internet. It opened at the College of Engineering in 1945 and was renamed the School of Engineering in 1969. Since its initial enrollment of 379 students,The school has grown into approximately 5,000 students and is ranked among the top 10 public engineering schools in the United States. The school offers 28 degree programs and is home to 8 externally funded interdisciplinary research centers, including those in space explosion, wireless sensors, systems, and nanotechnology.
Okay, as far as I'm concerned, I'm not quite interested in this area. But next major really caught my eyes. It's really funny, and can you believe it really exists? You must realize the condition in our school, there may be some gays, right? The lesbian, gay, bisexual, and the transgender studies. LGBT's program at UCLA is a program thatsupports teaching and research on the historical and contemporary experience of
lesbians, gay men, bisexuals, and transgender people. The program's specs course offer an undergraduate minor, organized lecture series, facilitate the study of minority sexuality and genders. Students may enroll in another department program or professional school at UCLA, then apply for a graduate concentration in gender studies, in addition to the degree in their principal field. Graduate students already enrolled at UCLA may also apply for the gender studies graduate concentration.
Well, thank you too very much. Our audience, after a short break, come say thank you. Welcome to FAQ. What's the question I still can't remember?
Number one, how to apply this college?
Your TOEFL score should about 620 and IELTS is about 7.5. And the application fee is $80 for US citizens and the permanent residents, $100 for all other applicants.
Number two, how about the tuition and scholarship?
The scholarship is about $51,523 for every year. There is no tuition for international students. No more questions. Okay, that's all. Thank you for your listening. Next is Club Life.
See you.
You are listening to Dream to the Ivy League. I'm Iris.
I'm Laura.
Saying I love you is not the words I want to hear from you. It's not that I want you not to say, but if you only knew how easy it would be to show me how.
There are some news of UCLA.
Campus launches this initial campaign for UCLA.
Physician partners free doctor to focus on patients, not paperwork.
Older single men with prostate cancer do not benefit from aggressive treatment.
B cells produce antibodies when dangerous cause, but not when it.
Diabetes led to a third of hospitalizations in states, driving up healthcare costs.
Brief response to sexual image leads to number of sexual partners.
Three students received UCLA Humanitarian Award for exceptional work in the community.
Alumni established first endowed chairs in Mesoamerica Psychology at UCLA Coastal Institute.
UCLA Community School reaches milestone with a top-level accreditation.
Center of the Arts of Performance at UCLA announced 2014-15 season.
$4 million from Ellie and Eddie Broad Foundation will support UCLA research.
UCLA Dentistry received $2.36 million to provide dental care to patients with HIV or AIDS.
UCLA professors develop method to determine fingerprint compression difficulty.
Now that I've tried to talk to you and make you understand, all you have to do is close your eyes and just reach out your hand. Don't ever let me go. More than words.
You are listening to Dream to the Ivy League. I'm Jackie.
Tips times.
Now today, our college is the UCLA,、mm-hmm. one of the、California universities in the west area of the USA.、
Mm-hmm.
So I've been there one time for
traveling
and、also study here.、I took some courses there. It is a、really clean and a、very big and a、I think it's a very warm university.
Warm university?
Yeah, it's just like you make you feel warm and、they make you very comfortable.
Mm-hmm. So you mentioned clean.
Yeah, you know,、once Los Angeles have suffered from the、pollution, air pollution,、
mm-hmm.
and just like the smoggy in Beijing right now,、there in the 1920, there is、uh-huh. a big...called the air pollution,、
mm-hmm.
not air. Called the light pollution.、
Mm-hmm.
It's、because of the huge release of the、CO2 or the bad use of the resources、
mm-hmm.
that make the city
in a bad situation.
Yeah, even made many people die.So、
mm-hmm.
from that time, the USA, the Los Angeles have made some、methods and measures to、focus on the environment problem. So here are some green tips for you as a foreign student. If you're in the Los Angeles, so you have to obey the
rules
to、make it green and、do not do something bad to the environment.
Uh-huh.
So, here is our today's tips. It's called green tips.
Green tips.
So, first one is think before you print.、we college students always have a lot of things to print、
mm-hmm.
and to hand in our teacher. A lot of paper will be used. So, I think if you follow in these steps, we'll reduce the amount of paper and ink use every day. The first one is as a printer default to double-side printing if you have the ability to do so. The double-side printing is like our paper today. It's double-side printing so it can save one piece of paper. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And number two is collect the scrap paper in the bin to reuse. Scrap paper, meaning the paper you write, not for the formal, just for write. Yeah, you can reuse it.And the third one is build a print preview feature to avoid unnecessary printing. So our goal is to print if necessary. If it's not necessary, just find some other ways to reduce the paper use. So let's come to the second one.
Mm-hmm. The second one is about ride sharing is caring. Because we know that California is really a crowded city.
Yeah,
and
there are so many cars.
Yes, so it will be really difficult for us if we want to drive to school or drive to work.
Yeah, you can go cycling, yeah.
Yes, so cycling is really a good choice.
Also, you can take carpooling or vanpooling.
Vanpooling.
Yeah,
also great.
That's a great way, yeah.
So in this way, you are not only avoiding the stresses of being stuck in the daily gridlock, you are also helping reduce the amount of pollutants that enter into the atmosphere from transportation.
Yes, there are many programs in the UCLA that make it easy to help you get started. You can join the Brewing Commuter Club for exclusive benefits for those who use alternative transportation, and you can join a vanpool in other ways. The third one is about our cell phone. You know, according to the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, Americans discard 1.25 million phones each year, creating 65,000 tons of waste. Throwing electronic waste in the trash is bad for the environment. Yeah, right now we always make our phone fall in the ground and make the screen into pieces, and we just throw that phone
and
change one. You fix a screen, it took you a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
So it's nearly the half the price of a new cell phone. So,
they always change for
another one. I don't think it's a good choice. If you can fix it, you fix it. If you don't, you just use it and use a new one. No, I don't think it's environmental. You just use it. With the screen into pieces.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that you must afford it.
Mm-hmm.
So, the tip is for you to do not throw the electronic waste into the trash, and that may spoil the ground and do harm to the environment. That's not good.
And so there's another option offers for you, and you can
be careful with your cell phone. Do not let them fall on the ground, okay?
But you can take it to a local wireless communication provider, and many providers often take back and will offer
make it recycled.
Yes, many providers will offer a take back and a donation option. And our fourth tip is about look out for those leaks. Leaky faucets can waste thousands of gallons of water each year. If you see one in one of our facilities, contact Health System Facilities by logging on to the Support Service Center website and place a service request.
Yeah, the water leaks is really a waste of huge amount of water.
Mm.
Yeah, these phenomena are also in the bungee. They're always in our restroom. Someone not very unfriendly to the environment, and just let the tape begin to let the water go and waste a lot of water. And always someone take a shower, they just use a lot of water. So that's not a very... I would not do that. Yeah. And the last one is the 3R, which means reduce, reuse, and recycle. Yeah, reusable things are a great way to reduce waste. According to the EPA, 88% of the single-use plastic bags never get recycled. They're not only an eyesore on the side of the road, they are often found in the ocean, causing negative impact to sea life. So
you may take reusable bags with you when you go shopping.
Yeah, do not use plastic bags.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it is better for you to leave a set of bags in your car, also in your bicycles, so you don't have to remember to take them with you each time you shop.
Yeah, and bring your lunch to work in a reusable bag, not in the disposable bag,
So for us, it is better for us to eat in the canteen, so it can...
Okay. So much for today's tips, and everyone should do something good to our environment. It's our planet, it's our Earth.
Okay, so sorry to interrupt you, but we are going to listen to a little song and take a break.
Maison close, et tu téléportes vers moi. Tes seins sont vides de sens avéré, et tu t'imagines les restes du panier.
Today the city is Los Angeles.
Oh, great city.
Yeah, the city of angels. But in some American TV series or films, Los Angeles is always full of violent crimes. Crimes and maybe sex, maybe the drug deals. Not very the good things. But that show to the world in Los Angeles. But I went there for one time. It's a really a fascinating city. As the film presented, is it?
That many of the events will happen in the evening that you are traveling
maybe.
The day.
So
I think that's interesting because this city has two sides. One side is the one you see, you feel it's very clean.
Also the city of angel, the city of
devil. On the other side
devil.
I think that is interesting too.
Yeah, you know the Fast and Furious 速度与激情. It's shot at Los Angeles, and so sad that Paul Walker, you know, Paul Walker was dead.
Passed away.
Yeah, because of the car racing. He's just the thing he's still in the film. So I really love him.
Because he's cool.
So let's back.
In Los Angeles, we may have many opportunities to come across some famous star.
Yeah, in the Hollywood Avenue, there are many stars on the road. Yeah, on the road, and each star has the name of the actors, maybe the sports stars, maybe the directors, producers, also.
Jackie Chan also has.
Yeah, Jackie Chan and Bruce Lee. Bruce Lee,
Yes.
Li Xiaolong. They are the two Chinese people in
two Chinese star.
Yeah, they're people, right? also they have the Brentwood and Beverly Hills. So the UCLA is really near the center of the Los Angeles. So it's a cross of ideas, cultures, and limitless experience and opportunities. So be a student at UCLA is really, really
lucky thing.
Yeah, it's always a fun.
Yes.
So being a student in UCLA, you can always get strolling down the Sunset Strip and taking a first ride on Pacific Highway. And you can watch the Lakers game in the Staples Center, and you can go to the Universal Studio to experience how the film is shot and made it.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go to the Disneyland. I think Disneyland is the symbol of the city, how the city is well developed.
Mm-hmm.
If the city is well developed, you can have the Disneyland. That in Los Angeles, in Tokyo, in Hong Kong.
Shanghai
in the future, and have finished it?
No.
Yeah, in Orlando, in those cities are very well developed city and have a Disneyland.
Mm-hmm. I love Disneyland.
But Disneyland, their facilities are not very. It's not very exciting. It's like it's mainly exposed, mainly aimed on the.
Little
children. Yeah, you can play with them.
But having the feeling that your love.
Yeah, you can be the princess.
The character are around you. It is really. Because I think in my childhood, the most part of the memory will be related to Disney cartoons.
I love the Donald Duck.
I really like.
And the Goofy dog.
Yes. It is also a global city, actually, Los Angeles.
Yeah, if you study in Los Angeles, you have been exposed to the developed
culture, business, industry.
Yes, this is where 4 million people power the world's fifth largest economy.
And?
Well, a city and can rank the fifth largest economy.
Mm-hmm.
And where the internship opportunities abound in the entertainment industry with major corporations like Boeing, McLean, and Nestle.
Mm-hmm.
Coffee.
Yes, I know.
And whatever, I don't know this
one. This is a drink, though.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh,
a drinking band.
It's a diverse cultural landscape where you can experience Asia, Latin America, and everywhere in between a single afternoon.
So as a USLA student, you will be given every resource and opportunity to take advantage of all LA has to offer. And the next part we are going to say it is for the clubs in UCLA.
Yeah.
For every interest, there is an outlet at it.
Yeah, whatever your interest is, there is always an organization for you. You can join and you can, you can join.
Mm-hmm.
You see, we are lack of clubs because some, for example, there are no football clubs. Yeah. There are no Manchester United fan clubs.
Because we are smaller than this university.
Yeah, so that is why UCLA is UCLA.
And also our school focus on the media, so it is not that necessary to have a sports.
Why is it not?
I can't understand you.
Fine, UCLA is already very good. Oh. UCLA is a paradise of culture and activity, and the majority of our students will fill their schedules to a capacity. They are influential figures at the Volunteer Center and leaders at the Center for Community Learning and Community Program Office. There are so many in the organizations for you to choose, and they are competitive basketball players and sailors. You know Kevin Love? Right now he's a hot-headed famous star in the NBA. He's graduated from the UCLA.
Yeah.
Also Russell Westbrook. Okay.
I can't know it.
Okay. Oh, they are also writers. How writers is yours? Writers.
And there are writers for the Daily Bruin and DJs at UCLA Radio.
Yes,
and when they're not engaging in extracurricular activities, there's an array of campus stores and restaurants for shopping and dining. Whatever you are into, chances are someone here is too.
Yes, UCLA can have the key resources of these clubs, and it's because it's supported by a strong student government. UCLA nearly 40,000 students have the opportunity to determine their role in what happens on campus. Yeah, they are the master of the university. They can determine what's going to happen on campus. The Undergraduate Students Association and the Graduate Student Association empower young students to allocate budgets, fund new clubs, and develop a campus that fully represents their interest. Yeah, they can fund the new clubs for their interest. So every year there are many new clubs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I really love this university.
A colorful university.
Their master have a Manchester United dance club in UCLA. I suppose.
I think you can fund one if you want.
In UCLA.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because boys are not there.
Yeah, you know the boys are a lot. Maybe there are also other fans of Arsenal. You know, one of my roommates is Arsenal. One of my roommates is Bayern Munich. So there are not many Manchester United fans. Although the Manchester United football fans is have the most members in China. It's about 500,000 people. Is a fan of Manchester United. Okay, I will try it. Maybe next year.
I think talking about sports is the best way to keep me quiet.
If I found that club, you must be the first to get in.
Okay. Although I don't know what to do.
Okay.
Okay, that is all for today's show.
Thank you very much.
And okay, your turn to say that.
Anyone who wants to get to the UCLA, you must work hard and have a good luck, and maybe have a buttload of money and have an interest in Los Angeles, the city, and Los Angeles nightlife. If you can get through it, yeah, just go to the Los Angeles, the city of Angel. And enjoy your life.
So my dear audience, if you can have the opportunity to get into the UCLA and find that there really is a Manchester club, so tell Jackie at once.
Yes, at once, immediately. Okay.
Okay. So thank you. That's
thank you
all for today's show. Bye. See you next week.
You are listening to Dream to the Ivy League. I'm April.
There I was again tonight, forcing laughter, faking smiles, same old tired, lonely place.
There are people who see things as they are, and there are those who see things as they could be.
For nearly a century, UCLA have attracted dreamers, because here, doors aren't only open, every door is open.
This is all for today's famous school fellows of the University of California, Los Angeles. I'm Abby.
I'm Florian.
Your eyes whispered, have we met? Cross the moon, your silhouette starts to make its way to me. The playful conversation starts, counter all your quick remarks like passing notes in secrecy.
The relentless UCLA appetite for success has become a tradition and legacy, and it sets an example for future generations of UCLA Bruins.
As it is, 7 UCLA alumni have been awarded the Nobel Prize. Randy Shackman, Richard Hegg, Eleanor Saltstrom, William Sharp, Bruce Murrayfield, Glennie Seaborg, and Ralph Bocher.
Among UCLA students, faculty and alumni are some of the most recognized and decorated individuals in just about every field and arena.
UCLA is the honored matter of winners of Oscars, Emmys, Tonys, and Golden Globes like Francis Ford Coppola, Alexander Payne, John Williams, Tim Robbins, and over 20 others.
Also, UCLA is the alma mater of sports icons, from Jackie Robinson and the touring Eichmann to Karen Jabber and Chase Utley. UCLA alumni are record breakers, award winners, world champions, and game changers.
Currently, more than 110 alumni are professional athletes. The athletic tradition at UCLA extends far beyond the collegiate and the national levels. In fact, Bruins have 250 Olympic medals, and half of them are gold.
This tradition of excellence not only sets a standard of success for future athletes, it's a testament of what is expected for future generations at UCLA.
On graduation day, the far from campus, Bruins continue to redefine the possible. 3 UCLA alumni have been honored as Pulitzer Prize winner. Saul Friedlander, the 2008 Pulitzer Prize winner, is famous for generating nonfiction. He was awarded to the Years of Extermination, Nazi Germany, and the Jewels.
Daniel Walker Huey was awarded to the 2008 Pulitzer Prize for History, and the 1998 Pulitzer Prize for General Nonfiction was awarded to Guns, Germs and Steel, the Face of Human Societies.
Discovery, creativity and innovations are hallmarks of UCLA. Learning and teaching at UCLA are guided by these beliefs. All members of the communities are engaged together in discovering and advancing knowledge and practice. Learning occurs not only in the classroom, but also through engagement in campus life and in communities and organizations beyond the universities.
As one of the world's great research universities, UCLA is committed to enduring excellence across a wide range of disciplines, professions, and arts, while also encouraging investigations across disciplinary boundaries. In so doing, UCLA advances knowledge, addresses pressing societal needs, and creates a university enriched by diverse perspectives, where all individuals can flourish.
And that's why the educational business is booming in UCLA, as it produced many great giants. They seek to serve societies through both teaching and scholarship, to educate successive generations of leaders, and to pass on to students to a renewable set of skills and commitment to social engagement. Like the open and free atmosphere in the University of Chicago, UCLA values open access to information, free and a lively debate conducted with mutual respect for individual, and freedom from intolerance.
UCLA endeavors to integrate education, research and service, so that each enriches and extends the others. This integration promotes academic excellence and nurtures innovation and scholarly development.
In all of their pursuits, UCLA strives for excellence and diversity, recognizing that openness and inclusion produce true quality.
Education, research, service, UCLA's core mission can be expressed in these three words. As a public research university, UCLA's primary purpose is the creation, dissemination, preservation, and application of knowledge for the betterment of our global society.
With this belief, UCLA will bond it up and make contributions in history and future.
This is all for today's famous good fellows of the University of California, Los Angeles. Have a sweet night and see you next week.
See you.
I wanna hold you so much. At long last, love has arrived. Like that God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you.
People have commented on how, you know, well, you brought back the ocean organisms and put them on the planet of Pandora. To me, it was more of a fundamental way of doing business, the process itself that changed as a result of that. So what can we synthesize out of all this? You know, what are the lessons learned? Well, I think number one is curiosity. It's the most powerful thing you own. Imagination is a force that can actually manifest a reality. And the respect of your team is more important than all the laurels in the world. I have young filmmakers come up to me and say, you know, give me some advice for doing this. And I say, don't put limitations on yourself. Other people will do that for you. Don't do it to yourself. Don't bet against yourself. And take risks. NASA has this phrase that they like, failure is not an option. But failure has to be an option in art and in exploration because it's a leap of faith. And no important endeavor that required innovation was done without risk. You have to be willing to take those risks. So that's the thought I would leave you with, is that in whatever you're doing, failure is an option, but fear is not.
You're listening to Dream to the Ivy League. I'm Helen.
You're listening to Dream to the Ivy League. I'm Shiny.
You are listening to Dream to the Ivy League. I'm Shirley.
You are listening to Dream to Ivy League. I'm Tom.
You are listening to Dream to the Ivy League. I'm April.
You are listening to Dream to the Ivy League. I'm Jackie.
You are listening to the Dream to the Ivy League. I'm Iris.
You are listening to Dream to the Ivy League. I'm Laura.
You are listening to Dream to the Ivy League. I'm Abby.
You are listening to Dream to the Ivy League. I'm Florence.